sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, sitting here with Becky Ivins.
Good morning, everybody. We've got another team member with us today.
We do. Your listing partner, Judy Olson.
Judy Olson. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Becky and Mark.
Okay. What are we talking about today, Mark?
Let's talk about the difference between a team versus an individual agent.
A real estate team or an individual agent. So, which way should you go? And there's really nothing wrong with going either direction on that, frankly.
Yep, has its pros and cons. And as you, if you're entering into this from a real estate agent perspective, you have to choose whether you're going to be a kind of a lone wolf agent on your own or whether you're going to join a team.
And, you know, back when I started in real estate, there was no such thing as teams. So I was an individual agent. Didn't have real good luck with my first two brokers, they actually both lost their license. So I learned what not to do.
Oh, wow.
And decided, well, I'll get my broker's license. I know I'm going to do it right.
Yeah.
Not going to spend somebody's earnest money, and I'm going to pay my agents, and I'm not going to defraud a mortgage company, those kind of things, which caused problems for some brokers.
Yeah.
So I became a broker very early on. I'd been in the business about a year and a half. Now, nowadays it takes longer, thank goodness. You have to have a probational license, or I guess they call it provisional, right? For a year before you have to take more education, practice a year as provisional, and then you become an agent, an associate, a licensee, as we call it in the business. And then you have to be an associate for a while and have more education.
Right. And while you're an associate, you have to be under the leadership of a broker.
Right.
You have to kind of hang your license under a broker's license.
Correct.
Yep.
Now, and I did that, and it was fine. Except for the fact that my brokers lost their license. That wasn't so fine. One of them still owes me three commissions.
Is it? You think it's coming?
No.
You're looking at the mailbox every day?
Yeah, not doing that. You know, I had to kiss that goodbye. It's the only time I've ever bounced checks.
Wow.
I had medical bills to pay, 11 medical bills from a kid that had needed surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I made out all my medical bills the day before these three closings in one day.
Oh, my gosh.
And as soon as I finished the third closing, I went to the mailbox and mailed all 11 of those bills.
Wow.
Well, they did not clear when that broker did not pay me. Wow. So,
well, it's one of the things that the general public just doesn't pay attention to because it concerns us real estate agents is the broker gets paid. And then the broker pays the real estate agents. The real estate agents do not get paid. It's the broker that gets paid.
Right. It's the broker that's ultimately responsible for it.
Which is the way our contracts are written and the way that we're just organized within the state.
The hard part about being a solo agent under a broker, what would you imagine that might be? Judy, what do you think that might be? To be a solo agent under a broker. I mean, you have to be under a broker. But
I think having been on a team from the start of my career, which, you know, isn't 40 years like Becky's, but, you know, going 10 plus, I think the hard part for me as a solo agent, I would say, would have been trying to do everything and not, you know, everything from listing the house, taking the pictures, everything that's required as far as entry into the MLS. As a team member, we have people, which I really appreciate, coworkers who have all licensed realtors who help us with that.
Right.
And yes, so I can't imagine being a solo agent and not being part of a team.
What would you think of the downside to being a solo agent would be?
Well, one of the biggest downsides is lead generation of, because this is what happens. Was it 90% of agents who get their license? Yeah, are out of the business in, is it 2 years?
Yes,
is that right? Within
about two years.
Yeah. And, you know, because most of them, they sell to their cousins, the neighbor, their person they went to high school with.
And then you're out of cousins and you're out of business.
Now what?
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And so that's one of the things. But not all brokers provide leads to their agents. That's what sometimes it's not. It just depends on what agreement you have with your broker.
Right. And now I will tell you the downside. I did this for like 23 years by myself. And as a solo agent, you never, ever get a day off. Ever. You just have to be available.
Yeah.
And that's hard because folks expect realtors to be available. I mean,
in a moment's notice.
Well, and it used to be that they thought you should be available at 11 o'clock at night. And at 6 in the morning, whatever their schedule was,
yeah,
they would just call you and expect you to be right on top of it. And you may be in a car traveling somewhere. And, you know, I will have to admit that I could remember everything a little bit easier some 40 years ago.
Yep. So we have on the line our money man, Dean Riddell.
NMLS number 196895.
Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. So, Dean, I was kind of wondering, what if someone really wants to make a loan application with a good, reputable lender like yourself, how do they go about starting that process?
So, Becky, I kind of do one or two things. So, say Mark has a buyer that needs to react today, I would say go online and apply at DeanRiddellHomeLoans.com. So just make sure the last name, R-I-D-D-E-L-L, HomeLoans.com. A lot of times, Becky, when I get a phone call, and I will tell the client, you got one of two ways we can do this. You can come in, bring your thoughts and questions. At the end of our, you know, meeting, you're going to look at me and say, okay, Dean, what do I do next, which is go online and complete the application and let's meet again. So my preference is fill out the application so that when they come to the office for that consult, you know what, we're getting into credit, we're getting into purchase price range, we're getting into down payment options, I'm seeing debt, I'm seeing money set aside. That really helps me help people. It's just we live in an environment today where a lot of lenders are credit happy pull. I respect people's credit, and I don't want to pull it until they're ready to start that process. But getting pre-approved is the key, as you guys know.
Well, and to find Dean, it's 405-858-7770. Instead of coming into your office, could they do like a Zoom meeting with you or do a telephone call?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Dean Riddell, our favorite money man. Thank you so much, Dean. SWBC Mortgage.
Thank you, Dean Riddell. And we'll be back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're talking team real estate versus an individual real estate agent, and we have listing partner Judy Olson with us today.
So an individual agent, a good individual agent's quite capable of taking care of you, but they likely will not be available all the time. They might want to go to a movie. They might want to go out to eat, that kind of thing. So do team agents, by the way. You're not really on duty 24/7. Sometimes you feel like you are. But if you decide you want to go with a real estate team, and if I were buying or selling a house right now, and I've got military kids, you guys know, so I advise them how to do it. I tell them to go with a team, with a really good, strong team leader that is going to watch after the transactions. And so what makes up a real estate team? Well, you need a team leader to start with. Now, in our office, that happens to be me. I also wear the hat of the broker.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm team leader as well. So, like Mark, if you decided to go start a real estate team of your own under my brokerage, then you would be the team leader of that team. Right.
Right? Basically, you have other agents who are working together towards common goals or, you know, that.
Right.
So sometimes they're within a brokerage. There may be multiple teams within that brokerage. That's one way to do a business.
Right.
It's not the way we do our
We just have one team, and we're very particular as to who's on that team. One of the key people to the team is the listing agent, and we call that our listing partner, because Judy Olson and I – now, Judy, you've been with me almost 10 years, haven't you?
Yep, over 10 years now.
Over 10 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed your anniversary.
Oh, that's okay. I probably did, too. we were too busy
– We're busy selling
houses. Yeah, listing and selling houses.
So when – we get a call of someone wanting to list their house or thinking about listing their house. Mm-hmm. We do some background work to start with. We pull up the public record, see who owns the house to begin with.
First thing we check is has the right to sell the house.
You'd be surprised how many times someone calls us that does not have any ownership in a house and wants to sell it. But then we turn it over to the listing partner.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes Judy and I work together on this. I'm at least aware of the fact that she's working to work up a plan for value and for presentation for a listing. So you can count on the fact that a good team leader is going to know what's going on in the team. And Judy, when you go out on – so your job is listing property.
Correct.
Every now and then – you sell property.
Yeah, I do.
You work
I
with
do.
Buyers occasionally.
Right.
But mostly you list properties. And so what can you tell us about your job?
Sure. Well, like Becky said, when I go to list that property, I do start by investigating. You know, is this a client that Becky's worked with in the past? We do receive a lot of repeat and referral clients. Or is this a new client that came in through another source? So we track that. So we know where this lead came from.
Have we worked with them
before? Have we worked with them before? Are they somebody's family member? Are they somebody's friend? Because that happens a lot as well.
Did we sell them the house?
Right.
In the 90s.
Yes. I've got one of those now.
We've got several.
Not even the same house.
It's amazing how many times we get people that we sold a house to 30 years ago.
Yes, yes. So. And they all ask, you know, because back then it was you.
It was it, only me.
Yes. So everybody wants to know about Becky and how's Becky. And anyway, I'll schedule an appointment, make contact with the seller or sellers, and schedule an appointment at their convenience to go out and take a look at their property. And at that point in time, you know, a lot of what sellers want to know is, of course, what do I need to do to get my property ready? And Becky has a list of favorite vendors that we can refer to help them from everything from decluttering to repairs to electrical issues, whatever.
Clean up your yard.
Yes. Yes. So it's not always as simple as a one-time visit with the seller. We try to, you know, do it in one visit, get everything going, the ball moving on the first visit. But there are some sellers that aren't quite ready. They're thinking, I'm not ready to sell right now, but I'm thinking in the next year.
You know, we're as a group pretty patient with that too, because we think our philosophy is that, it's a big investment to sell or to buy. So you need to be thinking and being sure about what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is a lot of information. And sometimes it takes more than one time to share the information with the sellers. So, and phone calls. Phone calls, emails, texts, whatever it takes. Multiple visits to go out and visit with the seller, answer their questions if necessary. If necessary, you know, multiple visits. Some folks are ready to go on the spot.
And so they usually ask two questions. Three questions. The first one is, what do I need to do to get my house ready to put it on the market, right? And you just talked about that. The second one is, what's the house worth? So let's talk about what the house is worth.
Okay.
How do you determine that?
Sure. It's not as simple as going to the county assessor website or going to Zillow. What we do is do a thorough review of properties that have sold that are most similar to the subject property. Sometimes, if it's in an addition, that can be fairly easy. Other times, we have to do a lot of research because it might be a property on 5 acres in Godibo or whatever. I don't even know if Godibo's in our service area, but wherever. It just came to mind. Anyway, so there aren't as many comparables. So, you know.
And what makes up a comparable, Judy?
It's sold, active, pending, or sold in the last 365 days, and most like the subject property. Year built, square footage.
Same neighborhood.
Same neighborhood, if at all possible, correct. Or if not, if it's on an acreage, we're looking at similar size in acreage.
We are, because sometimes you'll have, like where we live on a little over an acre, but one of our neighbors has 3 acres, and they think that the land is worth the same per acre. So it's the 3-acre lot. Those folks seem to think their land should add an awful lot to the value, but it's one building site.
Right.
It cannot be subdivided. Mm-hmm. So that makes a difference.
Absolutely.
Age of house,
right.
Style of house.
Style of house. Updates make a lot of difference.
Yeah.
Updates we're not talking
usually can make about 20% difference in a house.
Right. And we're not talking about updates that were done 20 years ago.
Right.
We get that a lot. Well, yes, my windows were updated, 20 years ago. Well, I'm glad they're not the original, but they're not new either or recent. So, we take that into consideration. So there's a lot of education. It really helps, I think, for a seller to look at the comparables. And what I will do is I'll do all of them in that neighborhood that have sold or active, pending, and sold. And then I narrow it down for the seller. Sometimes I'll go, instead of 365 days or the last year, I'll go to the last 6 months.
Right.
So we get more accurate data. The other thing I like to do is share some of the best comps, the actual listings, so the sellers can see, oh, I see what I need to do. I think it's decluttered, but compared to these other homes, it's not. Or I think it's updated, not so much. This is what it's going to take to get this sales price.
And level of update makes a lot of difference.
It does.
As well.
Yes.
I mean, if you've got like a laminate flooring, is not going to bring as much money as a hardwood floor.
No.
Or a marble floor.
Right.
A fiberglass pool typically will not bring as much money as a gunite pool with a waterfall. In
certainly.
A hot tub,
sure.
Something like
sure.
that.
Right.
So, but just finding the determination, and in subdivisions, it's pretty easy because they're all pretty much alike.
Right.
And that's
except
easy.
Except for a pool or square footage.
You don't. You never even come to me on those.
Garages, because, 2 to 3. I mean, is it 2, 3, or 4 or more?
Yeah.
Because those are out there too.
Yeah. So, but that's really the key, is trying to find something as much like the subject property as you can. And if it's different, if your subject property has a 2-car garage and yours has a 3-car garage, well, you need to make an allowance.
And make an adjustment,
that.
Correct.
All right, I've got a challenge for both of you. I want you, during the break here, to think about the most unique property you had to price out. You both have priced A lot of property, and we'll come back with that right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins and her listening partner, Judy Olson. And it is time for our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Well, we're going to use team, as in real estate team. And what a real estate team is two or more real estate agents that pool their resources and their knowledge to work on the same transactions. So we have on our team, we have a listing agent, which is our listing partner, mm-hmm. which is Judy. Then we have a listing manager that Judy goes and works with the people out there determining value and stuff. And then Sandra works on loading the information and implementing the marketing plan that Judy and I come up with for each property.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a listing partner. We've got a listing manager. Then we have buyer's agents that go and work with buyers. Now, Mark, you're kind of like Judy in reverse. You work mostly with buyers.
Right.
But you also
but
list.
But I work some listing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he does a great job with both.
I was going to
say,
you're really good at listing, too.
And yes.
So that's a good thing.
Well, one of the things I really like about our team is we're a true team. That, you know, if there is something for some reason that I can't get to that I need to, Judy would take over a buyer and go take him out and show him and sell it and mm-hmm. get it done. And it's reverse. And we meet every morning as a team in a conference call.
Yes.
And we go over, here's what's happening. Here's what anybody need help.
Right.
And you feel like you're not alone.
Absolutely.
I love that.
And that's one of the selling points I use on a listing appointment is, yep. if you can't get a hold of me, it's because I'm in a listing mm-hmm. appointment, and I don't vary from that. You know, that's my time just with that seller. But I also tell them, if you ever cannot get a hold of me, you can call our office, and because I know there's someone there, Sandra, Joy, whoever yep. it is, that will be able to answer their questions.
They're going to answer. Somebody is going to get to it.
You're absolutely.
Not going to be put off. All right. I gave you both a challenge before the break of a unique pricing that you had to price out something. So, Judy, did you think of one?
I did. And this is a home in the local area. And it's Victorian. Absolutely gorgeous. On a couple acres.
Beautiful acres.
I believe it had a pool. Now, it's been
a few years back.
I believe it was three-story. Honest to goodness, I did several open houses there, and it took me at least 30 minutes to find all the light switches. It did. It really did. And then to find them all to turn them off. So I loved holding that house open.
That's funny.
Yeah, gorgeous, gorgeous property.
Maybe way TMI, but I have a reoccurring dream that I'm in a Victorian house.
Well,
and I can't find my way around.
On this one, it was big enough.
It was big enough, yes. Yeah. And they had it furnished it was just over the top gorgeous. So, yeah.
Yeah,
so
and that was hard because there was nothing
nothing else like
that. In that entire bedroom community the metro.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah.
And so we knew how much it cost. We also knew we couldn't sell it for what it cost. It was going to sell for less.
Yeah.
And that's real hard for a seller.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
To come up with, you know. But
right.
we sold it. Everybody was happy. And the one that I think about is one that had six-car garage and an in-ground pool in the house, inside the house. It had a swimming pool.
Oh,
now,
my.
Now, there's actually an area real close to our office mm-hmm. where I've sold several
but
indoor,
they have several
indoor in pools.
The, yeah.
This one was out on an acreage.
Yeah.
And coming up with a value for that was, I mean, what I did is took the inside of the house less the pool because the pool was nice, but no one's going to pay, let's just say it sells for $100 a foot, they're not going to pay the same $100 a foot for the pool area. They're going to pay about half that much for the pool area.
Yeah.
But then most houses that side had a three size, they have a three-car garage. This one had three attached, three detached.
Oh, wow.
So it was very nice.
Yes.
Very nice. But hard to put a price on. And I had another one recently that was, oh, my gosh, was it 8,000 square feet, I think, on 11 acres.
Yeah.
And with two lakes. It fronted two lakes. It was in a favored school district, mm-hmm. one that popular school district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there was nothing else like that house that had sold in the last 3 years because it was an enormous home on an enormous acreage for the area. Most people in that area just had half acre.
Yeah.
But this had 11 acres. So I showed my client, this is how I come about it. You can do it this way. You can do it this way. You can piecemeal it out and add and subtract and all that kind of stuff. And they were pleased with the result of it. And when I list a property like that, when it's real hard to tell, I say, okay, let's just say, for instance, we list it for $999,000. But there's no comps at all, and you just don't – and comps being comparable properties.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I will tell them, if you get an offer that starts with a 9, you'd better seriously consider mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
You know, because you might not get a better one.
Right.
But maybe you will, you know, if you just land that right. In this particular case, we landed a really good buyer at the right at the same time. So –
I know when I go out on listing appointments, one of the things I often say to people who are listing is there is a science to finding a price for your home, and there's also an art to it. Like the science, you try to find comparables, so it's you're looking at numbers that are just numbers, and but then there's kind of an art to it of getting into the right kind of price point.
Well, and I went to a listing in Choctaw and chose not to take it because the people were under the impression that a house is a house is a house. And they had this big of a house on this much acreage mm-hmm. that was about built at about a certain time. And they thought that the other houses down the road, because they were the same size, were worth the same amount. Now, some houses are loaded. And the way I described it to them, I said, hey, do you think that a Ford is going to sell for the same as a Mercury or a Lincoln, you know? And this was long enough ago where there were all three of those models. And I said, yours is a Ford. You don't have the finishes, you don't have the landscaping, you've got a half in-ground, half above-ground pool.
Yeah.
These have in-ground pools. These have granite. These have barrel ceilings. I mean, they're loaded with expensive finishes. And so you've got to take that into mind when you're coming up with property value, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
Okay. So back to our team concept. We are going to go a little bit more into detail about the difference and why you might prefer one over the other.
Judy, and I've got a question for you that I want you to answer after this break of. You chose a team to be a part of the Becky Ivins team over. You're a tremendous agent. You could do this on your own. And I want to hear your answer of why you chose to be part of a team when we come back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time for our smoking hot deal. Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord. Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn and on 63rd just west of Meridian and at 505 East Main Street in Yukon on Route 66. So the smoking hot deal this week is your smoking hot deal. You can create your own smoking hot deal by going to BeckyIvins.com, click on search listings. You can encapsulate a school district that you're interested in or just one particular neighborhood, or you could do it by certain square mileage, or you could do it by acreage if you want certain acreage, and you kind of create what would be your ideal smoking hot deal. You can save it, and anytime a property comes up that matches that criteria, it will ping you instantly and let you know it is on the market.
And you can set it up to where, or you can call us and we'll set it up to where you can get those notices once a day if you want them, or immediately when they get listed, or once a week, whatever you want to do.
That's exactly right. So that is your smoking hot deal brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill. All right, Judy, right before the break, I asked you a question of why did you join a team instead of being an independent agent?
Well, I joined the team. I was on a team previously for my first 3 years. I really liked that team. We just weren't – it was just – it was time for a change. I enrolled in a class that – Becky taught, not knowing who Becky was at that point in time. But I enrolled in this class that Becky taught, and I thought, I want to be on her team. I wonder if she's hiring. And so
what was the class that she was teaching?
I don't even remember. What were you teaching back 13 years ago? It might have been. It could have been.
How to write a contract?
Yeah, probably.
You know why I teach that class.
Because you want people to know how to write a contract.
I have to read a bunch of offers,
exactly.
And they're not written correctly.
Yes. Oh. Anyway, so I called the office, and Becky called me back, and, well, her assistant called me back and arranged an interview, and you'll never guess where.
Casa Perico.
So I thought, okay, well, good. Found out a couple days later that, you know, I could come on as a buyer's agent. And at that time, there were one other buyer's agent at that time.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
We've had different buyer's agents, but if you don't produce, you don't stay.
Correct.
If you just are not good enough to figure out what somebody wants by listening to them, be able to find the right property, well... Sorry.
If you're not willing to put in the hours.
Yes.
It doesn't just start over. Even if you receive a lead from Becky, it doesn't just happen. It still takes focus, work.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Lots of knowledge.
Yes. Lots of communication, which I think we do extremely well.
We think our theory is that no one ever complains because we call them too often.
Too much, yes. Correct.
Too much communication. You guys just bother me all the time. No, we don't. We don't bother you, but we do call with information.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's it. The team has always made sense to me.
Yeah.
I never considered being an individual agent. That just was not, you know, I'm just more of a team person.
Yeah.
Always have been.
I was pretty sick of being an independent agent. and I really was too busy because I say busy, I was productive, very productive. But at some point, you kind of want to have dinner with your family and mm-hmm. stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I needed help. So I hired a buyer. First, I hired an assistant, which, frankly, she's still with me. And Julie has been there for nearly 25 years. And then I hired a buyer's agent. And then I hired another buyer's agent, and I think another assistant, and then it just kind of grew from there to where I needed a listing partner. You have to have someone who really, really knows what they're doing to be an effective listing partner.
Yeah. And I must tell you, building a team in the real estate business is a difficult thing, because most great real estate agents are kind of a dominant personality,
driven,
go-getter, very driven, and often don't play nice with each other.
Or don't take direction well.
Yeah. Well, and we do a really good job of that. I think part of that is that we call it our huddle call every morning. We get on the phone for, 10 or 11 minutes, and everybody tells us what do you need help with anything today? What was your biggest challenge of today? And things like that. And we have a joint calendar so we can all see where each other is, so that if someone's in Norman and we need a sign picked up there or put in the ground there, we can coordinate those to just save each other time. So,
well, one of the big things I know, Becky, that you look for in someone you're hiring is you can teach them real estate, but do they genuinely care, and can they listen?
Well, every time someone calls our office, they need help with something. Sometimes they need help getting a heating and air conditioning person. Other times they need help figuring out why their mortgage balance is still that high, or why did their payment go up so much. Sometimes they need to buy a house. Sometimes they need to sell a house. Sometimes they need to establish a value of a property for an estate. I do a lot of that. But everybody needs help. And if you answer the phone with that kind of mindset, let's help this person.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you help enough people, you end up making a nice living. So my theory.
There you go.
That's it. I love that with that. I guess, what do you look for, Becky, in hiring a team member the most?
Well, somebody that's a good listener and that really is an empathetic person and one that will soak up knowledge. You have to present well, too. People don't want to, go with someone whose hair stringy for, 5 weeks without washing or something like that. But, we're a very casual team. We're not a big dress up team, but we present well.
Yeah.
And we present with empathy, find out the facts. We try not to waste people's time. So you need a really good time management person when you hire. You don't want someone that's going to go down the hall and say, "Mark, let me tell you about this," and take up 15 or 20 minutes of another agent's time.
Yeah.
I had a seller recently that we listed and closed, and he was downsizing on the home himself, but recently retired. He told me the hardest thing for him as a seller was finding out where do you even start. Mm. And then once we started, the rest just fell into place. We took him through decluttering, cleaning with one of our vendors, selling his house, working with another agent to buy his next house, getting the electrical or the plumber out there. I think there are just so many people who are a little bit older that may not have the family or friends that can keep them up to date on these kind of things that are certainly, if they'll just make the phone call, we can absolutely help them.
And if that is ringing a bell for you, our office number is 722-3232. That's 405-722-3232. And thanks for being with us. Thanks, Judy Olson, listing partner of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. Thank you, listener, for being with us. And we'll be back next week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.
In the week, be a good day. May the Lord always watch over you, and may all of your hopes turn to wishes, and may all of of your wishes come true.